Moncrief on News Talk.
That was the sound of four scramblers speeding up and down Sean McDermott Street in Dublin's north inner city just last week. There are renewed calls for Grace's Law to be properly enforced after a teenager was seriously injured when he was struck by a scrambler in Dublin just 10 days ago. Our chief reporter, Barry White, joins us now. Barry, good evening.
Hi, Shane. Good evening. Firstly, the audio we just heard comes from a video posted on social media 6 days ago, Shane. As you say, it shows four scramblers being driven at speed along Sean McDermott Street in Dublin's north inner city. In the footage, the riders can be seen weaving through traffic, while at one point, two pedestrians are forced to run for cover. And what's particularly striking in that video, Shane, is that it was posted just days after a teenager was seriously injured in a hit and run involving a scrambler nearby, just a few hundred yards away. Jaden Deans, who has additional needs, was walking to the shops at the junction of Amien Street and Killarney Street at the Five Lamps on Saturday evening, June 20th, when he was struck by a scrambler in a hit and run. He suffered serious injuries and was taken to hospital. Today, I've been speaking to Jaden's mum, Sandra, who was at Jaden's bedside in Temple Street Children's Hospital this afternoon.
I rang him. I said, "Are you still at the shop? Will you get bread?" And he was, and he went back to get the bread, and I just got a phone call then to say he got back with a scrambler, and I just ran. I thought he was dead, and even now in my stomach and my heart is just so heavy to think that someone done that. If they had just stopped, rang him an ambulance, but he roared at him, he abused him, and he got back on his bike and off he went. He's my one and only baby. And to leave him like that and to see his leg folded on the road.
Oh. And you live very close to the shop he was going to, so you were on the scene very quickly.
Yeah, and I ran across the road and I was waving my hand, stop for people to let me by. Because I just wanted to get to my son. And when I seen he was up talking, it's like I went kind of into a panic attack. I didn't know the extent of his injuries, and I didn't even kind of cry at the scene. I was just
in shock.
Yeah. It's just very surreal. It doesn't feel real, you know.
Was there a sigh of relief when you got there and you heard Jaden speaking? Because
I couldn't breathe because he was alive. And I was like, can you try and stand up? Not realising, I'm just so happy he's alive.
And that's it. On the one hand, this could have been so much worse.
I am so forever grateful.
We're sitting here in the hospital, Sandra. Jaden's legs in a huge cast.
Well, the cast,
seriously broken leg.
The physio tried a bit of physio today, and he was shaking with the pain and buckling at the knees, holding onto the frame, and Jaden doesn't like crying, and he doesn't like crying in front of anyone. So for him to cry the way he did just broke my heart.
So he's seriously injured his leg?
Yeah, completely snapped his shin. And there was tire marks on the back of his leg. You could see the skin, you know, from peeling, and you could see the dirt from the wheel in the skin.
And you were showing me the x-ray there, like it's a seriously bad break. He could have lost his leg.
The way the surgeon described it, it said it's like trying to put a jigsaw back together.
That is really powerful words there from Sandra, a mother of Jaden Deans. Barry, a lot of people listening today, they'll be heartbroken for Sandra, obviously, but they'll be saying Grace's Law came into effect earlier this year, banning the use of scramblers in all public places. And they'll be wondering if it has made any difference.
Well, Shane, yeah, like you say, Grace's Law was introduced just months after 16-year-old Grace Lynch was killed after being struck by a scrambler in Finglas. The legislation was brought in following a campaign by Grace's family, and like you say, it made it illegal to drive scramblers in all public places, including roads, parks and green spaces. However, speaking to people in Dublin's north inner city today, many told me they don't believe the law is having the desired effects. Residents said they continue to see scramblers being driven dangerously on the streets on an almost daily basis.
Probably see them most days, to be honest. I kind of live down by Drumcondra, and they'll be walking around by like north inner city a lot. And yeah, they're very loud, I think, and they kind of don't really watch out for the lights, watch out for people. They kind of, they have their own rules and their own laws. So yeah, I'd be quite like aware of them and quite anxious of them, kind of.
And when you see them, do they be driving dangerously?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, they often seem like they're nearly up on like their back wheels, kind of, and like, my mum lives out in Poppentry, they'd often be going down the wrong side of the road out there, like kind of towards the traffic, so yeah, definitely.
Scramblers were recently banned in public places by the government. Do you think that ban has worked?
No, definitely not. I see them like every day, at least once a day, probably five times a day maybe, yeah.
You do still see them. For the past 3 weeks I've been listening to them going up and down here, Sean McDermott Street, between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But you can't expect the guards to stop them. You know, that would be putting their lives at risk. I don't know what the solution is.
And when they be whizzing up and down here, like, do they be, these young lads be driving dangerously in the scramblers?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They would be kneeling on the saddle and doing wheelies and God knows what not. Anything goes.
Do you think they could end up killing someone? Like, there was a young boy seriously injured?
I know that. Of course they could. You know, including themselves. And some of them don't even have helmets. But I don't know what the solution is. Maybe to find out if the guards can find out where they live and then take the bicycle or the e-scooter or whatever. But.
And just finally, do you think these young lads driving the scramblers, like, they just don't care about the law?
They don't care. They don't know. Does their parents know? No, it's... I think it's probably lack of education.
Grace Lynch's family as well today, Barry, are holding, or later this evening I should say, are holding a remembrance walk to mark what would have been her 17th birthday.
Yeah, that's right, Shane. And I'm currently in Finglas, where Grace's family and supporters are gathering ahead of the events. Grace's parents, Siobhan and Martin Lynch, have continued their campaign for stronger enforcement powers and changes to the justice system to tackle dangerous scrambler use. The March for Grace and Law Reform is due to get underway shortly near the family's home on Valley Park Road. Earlier today, Grace's parents told me they believe An Garda Síochána should establish a dedicated anti-scrambler unit similar to specialist units operated by police forces in the UK to target and remove these dangerous bikes from the streets.
It's basically for a reform. We need laws changed in this country, in particular around bail and sentencing.
The punishment doesn't fit the crime. We're doing this work just to keep Grace's memory out there and to highlight the fact that this is still continuing on the streets and the government are failing to do what they're supposed to do.
And this week would have been Grace's 17th birthday, so the march coincides with that.
Yeah, she would have been 17 yesterday. There's a lot of families that's going to walk with me today, and a lot of those families have lost their loved ones, either through road traffic accidents.
You two have been campaigning now tirelessly for 6 months since Grace was tragically killed. I know Grace's law was brought in, but has it done enough? Like, we see this young guy, Jaden Deans, who was almost killed. Like, has anything changed?
No.
Not really. Yeah. There's still countless people zooming around the streets, coming off footpaths, out in front of cars. They're putting everybody at risk.
And I was speaking to people in the North Inner City today, and, you know, people were telling me they see these scramblers every day, five times a day, so they're still in public places.
It's the norm down there now at the moment, especially in and around, Five Lamps and Joseph Mansions and places like that. There's a lot of antisocial behaviour there, a lot of drug issues down there, so there's a lot of intimidation as well. The problem that we have at the moment is with Grace's law, it was rushed. It wasn't enforced, it was rushed. The Gardaí don't have pursuit training. No Garda in Ireland has pursuit training. We were assured that they had funding there to do that, but yet nothing is happening. So they need to enforce Grace's law in order for it to work.
And Martin, one thing you said to me before is that scramblers are too readily available. Anybody can buy them online. Are you still seeing that?
Yeah, nothing's changed. I've heard talk that they're looking into this and they're looking into that, but all we're hearing is talk. There's nothing being done. They're too easily available. There's young kids, 10, 11, 12, driving around on high power vehicles, and they haven't got the wherewithal to control them. And they don't care either. So unfortunately, if nothing is done, they're going to be picking more kids up off the street and other people, and it's just not good enough.
Yeah, not good enough, say Grace's parents, Siobhan and Martin Lynch, and it's impossible to disagree with them. Barry, what have Gardaí been saying?
Well, Shane, Gardaí say more than 1,000 scramblers, e-scooters and e-bikes were seized or detained during the first 3 months of this year alone. And if that rate continues, 2026 will see a significant increase in the number of motorised vehicles seized compared to previous years. In fact, if that rate continues, there will be 4 times more motorised vehicles seized in 2026 than there was in 2025. So Gardaí have clamped down on this. And the Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, says there has been a major crackdown in scramblers and that Gardaí are also examining new technologies that could help tackle the problem more effectively in the future.
What I would say, our policing response around scramblers and e-scooters, we've certainly ramped up what we're doing around that. There is new legislation in place around it. We have an operation in place where we've seized many, many hundreds of these vehicles since the start of the year. We have new equipment that tests speed on that. However, what I would certainly say is, you know, there is behaviour that's really, you know, it's even beyond policing, you know, so it's certainly, we need to look at some of the societal behaviours, particularly around the use of scramblers in some areas, residential areas. And there's also new technologies that we're looking at, and I referenced drones earlier. Certainly that's one potential solution for us, and there's a number of other initiatives that we're looking at around how we tackle this type of crime.
Okay, the Garda Commissioner there completing that report from our chief reporter, Barry Whitebank. Barry, thank you indeed for that. Ciara, lots of people getting in touch in relation to this.
They certainly are. Why are we surprised that people don't obey the law? We were never going to see a sudden change in behaviour because of a new, much publicised law.
A listener says, 2 days after Grace's law, I saw 3 scramblers racing along the North Quays. Pointless if not enforced. Does somebody else have to die? My wife saw somebody right in the city centre of Dublin driving the wrong way down the road and nearly hitting a young woman on a scrambler bike the other day. They're thumbing their nose at the law.
The more I think about it, the more I think we actually need an outright ban on the sale of scramblers to anyone unless they have a permit and are a member of like a motocross club or something where they go up the mountains and wherever scramblers are actually supposed to be used. And unless you have maybe a licence and a permit to do that, shouldn't even be sold to you. It's like giving people guns. People are being mowed down, and not just in Dublin, around the country with this, and it's not acceptable.
Hard to disagree with Siobhan and Martin when they say the Gardaí should establish a dedicated anti-scrambler unit and make sure that Gardaí have pursuit training, because it isn't an easy skill, but difficult to, as I say, I think they're absolutely spot on that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2. On News Talk, conversation that counts.